So just to stop for one second, what's this referring to? Tachas Rabbi Akiva Mechaverev. So it's Pashat. It's referring to the Asar Arugei Malchus. The Asar Arugei Malchus, these were the 10 martyrs, quote unquote, that were killed circa shortly after Churban Bayesheni. And it was a very, very big deal. Many Chazals that talk about it. And in this Gemara, the Asar Arugei Malchus are referred to as Rabbi Akiva Mechaverev. And really what you see from this Gemara is how great Rabbi Akiva was. Because even though these were Gedolei Olam, Arzei Levanon, literally, pun intended, in today's daf, that's who the Asar Arugei and Malchus were. But at the same time, they go down as Rabbi Akiva Mechaverev, which just tells you how great Rabbi Akiva was, because it's not taking away anything from the other nine of the Asar, Rabbi Chinim and Tradin, Rabbi Chinim Skana Kehane maybe, etc., etc. It's the last time we really got into this. But the point is from the fact that we use a Lashon of Tachas Rabbi Akiva Mechaverev, that tells us everything you have to know. So just to elaborate on this for a moment, and that is, we all know the Gemara. The Gemara Masechtas Menachos Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. But the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rab, B'shasha Olam Moshe L'Amorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Matzoy LaKadosh Baruch Hu SheYoshev, V'Koshe K'sorim L'Oisiyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, was tying crowns to the Oisiyos of the Torah. Amal Afanov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Ma'akev Ayatcha, why are you doing this? Amal Loi, Hashem told him, Adam Echad Yesh, there's a person, She'asid Liyos B'soif Kamadoiris. He's going to live at the end of many generations, Va'akiva Ben Yosef Shemoy, She'asid Lidroish, I'll call Kutz V'Kutz, Tilim Tilim Shel Halachos. There's going to be a Yid, his name is Akiva Ben Yosef, and he's going to darshan Halachos on these Ksarim. This is Torah. It's Gufei Halachos, and that's why I'm doing this. And we know the rest of the story, where Hashem says, wow, let me see Rabbi Akiva. He shows him to him, and then he says, let me see what his end is going to be, and he sees how the Roman are torturing him. Zu Torah v'zu schar, shtoy kach ala lefane b'machshav. But Rabbi Akiva was so great that even Moshe Rabbeinu was impressed when he saw him. He couldn't believe what he saw, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, it seems like, didn't really know what to do with these ksarim, but Rabbi Akiva, yeah. And the truth is, it's enough in a medrash. The medrash is in Parshas Chukas, and the medrash is talking about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the medrash says that as great as Moshe Rabbeinu was, but dvarim shalai niglu l'moshe, niglu l'Rabbi Akiva mechaverav. There were things that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, but they were neskala to Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav. The pasuk says, v'chol yikar Ro'aso enoi, ze Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov. The Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov saw kol yikar. Om Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Remesh, Akol Aporis, Betelos, V'shachol Kayem Ezayin Shama. This is another example of where you find this idea of Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov. It's talking about the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Dvarim Shalai Niglu L'Moshe, Niglu L'Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov. So just to come a little full circle here, we learned the Gemara the other day on Daf Chof Aleph on the days, where the Gemara says that the world was created with Nun Sharei Bina. The Kula Nitnu L'Moshe Chosar Echad. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'atechasreyu Ma'at Me'elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoicha to Nun Sharei Bina. He never arrived at the 50th Shar. But the Svarim HaKadoshim say that even though Moshe Rabbeinu never achieved the 50th Shar, but Rabbi Akiva did achieve the 50th Shar. And that's why you find the Gemara Menachos Daf Chav Tes, where Moshe Rabbeinu is nispoil from Rabbi Akiva. And it seems like there's things that Rabbi Akiva is going to be able to darshan that eluded even Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to know what that means. But that's what it sounds like. And the Medrash says it clearly. Dvarim shalai niglu l'moshe, niglu l'Rabbi Akiva mechaverov. And the Chidon, as Pesach Einayim says, that he saw from the Kadmoinim that said, Remez Ladavar. What's the pasuk that the Medrash quoted? V'chol yikar ra'aso enoi, ze Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov. V'chol, kol, is chof lam, and it's gematria 50. And that's a remez. Rabbi Akiva was zoicha to the 50th shah. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Memtes. Shar of Bina. Rabbi Akiva was Vikol Yakar Rasa Enoi. He was Eicha to the Shar Nun. We once spoke out from Tzadik HaKoyen that Moshe Rabbeinu only reached the Shar Memtes. What could be greater than the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu? So you have these Chazals, but what can possibly be greater? How could Moshe Rabbeinu have not been perfect? What does it mean that the Chasreo Mat Melikim? So Rav Tzadik in Parashas Voschanan says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reach the Shar Nun. You know why? Because the Shar Nun is Miyuchid for Balei Tshuva. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu with all his madrigos, but he didn't have the koyach of tshuva, because he never had to come on to tshuva. But Moshe Rabbeinu, because he didn't have the koyach of the Baal tshuva, therefore he couldn't reach the Shar Nun. the Shar Nun is miyuchid for the Mamakim Shabali Tshuva Maimdan. Rabbi Akiva did have the Koyach of Tshuva. And that's why Rabbi Akiva was able to reach the Shar Nun.